Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, back with us on the program, talented author William Hoy. We talked about his intriguing novel, or we will this week, about the gifted one, called A Spiritual Awakening That Lifts the Senses to New Heights, a sci-fi thriller with mystery, spiritual fancy, scenic travels through China, Morocco, and the Black Hills of South Dakota, and murder. William, born in San Diego, graduate of Columbia, retired from the U.S. Army, CW04. In the early 2000s, William started his writing of the first novel, Undying. Many hits and misses, finally getting it published. He's the author of Gotcham, Johnny Taggart, a tough guy detective. We talked about that on A Pass This Week in America. You'll find it all of the podcasting networks on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Coming up, Usurper, inspired from a true story about a young man in the 1890s who's selling land out in California, decides to become a priest to make a lot of money. Can't wait for that one. And by the end of this year, William will have a sequel to Gotcham called The Killing Squad, Johnny Taggart. William is involved in the movie business, been in a dozen movies as an actor, also an associate producer on several productions, an actor and associate producer in Encarnadas, a six-episode series on YouTube, currently working on several movie treatments and scripts from his novels, talking with several production and publishing companies who are interested in his projects, and he still finds time, thankfully, to write new novels. William D. Hoy, author of The Gifted One, back with us on This Week in America. William, welcome back to the program.
Well, it's great. It's great to be back. Thank you very much.
We talked about Encarnadas the last time, and I had a flashback, and I stumbled there because I can see this picture of you in my mind from the YouTube video, scary, looking right at you with those eyes. You got to go check it out, Encarnadas, at YouTube. The series there, a job well done with that. It is so nice to have you back to talk about one of your other classic books, The Gifted One, different than what we talked about last time, the old, tough guy, Private Eye that we talked about. The Gifted One, fascinating book, cover a lot of territory. What was the inspiration for writing this book?
You know, it's thinking back at it, the first impression idea that I got was back the old, I was watching this, the old television show called Kung Fu.
Oh, yes.
It was David Carradine.
Derek Carradine. Yep.
It was a kind of like a rejected or kicked out ninja that was, he was roaming around up in the San Francisco area during the gold rush days. And the interesting thing was, is that he got shot one time right into the heart, and no one would help him, but it didn't hit the heart. It was close to the heart. So he crawls off into this old dilapidated old house, and with his mind, he moved the bullet away from his heart, actually moved it out to the skin where he could take the bullet out. So it started leaving, it left an impression on me with thinking about how powerful the mind was. So over a period of time, I started putting things together, and one day I decided to write The Gifted One, where mind is stronger than matter.
It's a fascinating read, and I mentioned all the locations. Talk about the locations and the fact that you're very familiar with all of these from your background, I understand.
Yes, I'm a retired military, Army officer, and I spent quite a bit of time up into the Black Hills of South Dakota, and I saw Crazy Horse Mountain, and that is a it has strong spiritual area up there with Chief Crazy Horse. The monument, it's extremely tall someday, but they'll never finish it. But when it gets finished, if they do, it will be the tallest monument in the United States. But one time I walked with a large group we called the Volkswalkers, and we walked up on top of it, and right underneath his chin, I got a picture of myself, and the just the face is like 80 feet tall. But then, so I had a lot of, I could feel a lot of spirit in the air. So that was one part of the novel. Then another part of the novel was out in the Sahara Desert of Morocco. And I went across the Sahara Desert for 10 days with 10 other people. We had five camels, and extremely exciting, quite different. Started from Marrakesh and ended in Fez.
Oh, wow.
And so I used that in the back of my mind. And also, I created a monastery on the river called Li River in South China, down by the tall mountains where they had these columns of limestone shooting yes. out of the ground, out of the water, like 300 or 400 feet high, with moss growing all over them. And you've seen quite a few of these pictures in some of these movies. But anyhow, I created a monastery down there, and I put that in the book as well.
The book is The Gifted One. I love the book cover. It sort of sets the stage for the different scenes that that William brings to life in the book. William T. Hoy, H-O-Y, is the author. Book's available. The usual places. We'll send you to stratton-press.com in the bookstore. Who do you think the book will appeal to? You touch on so much there. You've got the sci-fi aspect of it. You've got a great mystery in there. You've got the spiritual aspect as well, all of the travel. Who is the book? Is there a particular group designed for? Because this seems to be like anybody who enjoys a good read is going to enjoy The Gifted One.
Well, I think almost it appeals to almost everyone.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think it appeals more to people who like adventure, of course, and the sci-fi part of it, where this young boy will learn things that a Shaolin monk bestowed to him back when he almost got killed, and he had this ability to he could detect things, like he had perfect balance, just like a bat in the dark. He also he corrected his physical problem with his mind by fixing the inside of his body just with his mind. He almost got killed in a collapse of a kasbah on the camel trip, and his dad got killed. You know, so those are the part where, and also there's some parts where I'm kind of traveling in between spots, like you could see the different areas, the beauty of South China, the beauty up in the Black Hills of South Dakota, even the beauty of the enormous sand dunes in Morocco.
It's interesting. A lot of the themes that you touch on in the book, The Gifted One, even though the book wasn't written a year ago, there's a lot, it's relevant today, isn't it?
I think so. It was interesting is that when I wrote the book, I started in the middle of the book, right, with the idea of using your mind. Then I went one way, and then I went back the other way, and somehow I wrote the book, and it all makes sense. But a lot of things with the science, so I think it does have basis of today and yesterday.
You know, it's interesting, and we talked about this. We had William on a past show where we talked about the book Gotcha, Johnny Taggett. The book's available, of course, still all over the country, stratton-press.com. In the bookstore there, you'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places. And the audio from that on your favorite podcasting network, you'll find it at our website and be able to listen to it, watch the video on YouTube as well. Unconventional would be a good way to describe your writing. Not too many authors start at the middle of the book and then go from there. Not many authors are writing multiple books all at one time, various genres at that. This works for you, doesn't it? This has been very productive. I think it says something about your creative mind that you don't need like sort of a formula to do this. You can just sit and write stories.
Yeah, I think it goes back even when I was a young kid. I was trying to write a few things. I remember my mother gave me this paper that I was writing a story, and I don't remember how old I was. I think I called the story the Kibolets, if I can remember that. You know, and it was something like the knights was fighting each other in a castle. But that was a long time ago. But nowadays I'm writing the genre of sci-fi. I'm writing a tough guy. Then I'm writing kind of like a drama, true story. And maybe in the near future, I might be writing something like military. But not military history, but military, some kind of a battle or yes. whatever. I haven't figured that out yet, you know. But it's a challenge. I'm not really sure where my strong part is, but we'll see someday.
You do such an excellent job of bringing scenery alive, especially in this book, The Gifted One. Talk about that. Very descriptive with the Moroccan area, for example, and you were talking about some of the beauty there. Sites like that, even though, again, it wasn't really recent, they sort of stick with you for the rest of your life, don't they?
Yeah, it's. I could get into some of the little details. You know, you see it on television, but you don't really know exactly until you're right there. You could be going through the crowd and you'll see three or four guys sitting there with cobras, real live cobras, dancing in front of you, and things like that. And then you could walk around and you'll see the men where they're called watermen. Back in the old days, they had no water, but you could buy water from a couple of men walking along with a carrying water on a pack, and they would sell you a cup of water. Or you could go into the souk. I think that's what they call it, the souk. And that would be the shopping area, but it's all covered by kind of like a canvas, all types of canvas. And there's so many different alleys you could go into, and you could totally get lost. You can't remember where you've been, so you kind of remember what you passed is how you can figure that out, or you could go to another spot where they dye animal hides, and the animal hides are raw, so it very putrid smell. And there's a building, a two-story building that's right beside these pits, and you take the side stairs and you go up on top. And you can look down, and there's maybe about 30 or 40 of these large, round, circular holes in the ground, and each one has a different color of hides. And there's men that goes and takes these hides and drops them in and holds them in with a stick, and all these men are dyed from their fingertips up to their shoulders, just about holding these hides in the ground. But what happened to me, we're walking along and this woman is standing there by these stairs, and I'm following the group, and she gives me this weed, and I go, oh, I don't know, I'll take the weed. I don't know. How much does it cost? She says, no, she couldn't speak English. So she just hands it to me, a little piece. So you take it up and you're wondering what you're supposed to do with this weed. But when you get up on top, the smell is so horrible. You got to have something sticking in your nose, and it had some kind of a scent to it, like menthol or something, and you'd kind of tear the leaves and stick them up by your nose so it would overcome the smell that you're smelling while you're looking down while they're dyeing these hides. So I found all that very, very interesting. And so I try to put that into the book. And I'm trying to explain it to the people so they could get more out of what they're reading.
Well, you do. You feel like you're there. And that's a rare talent. Sometimes people just go on and they're trying to be descriptive and they lose you and they over-describe. We feel like you're there. The book is The Gifted One. William D. Hoy is the author, back with us on the program. Talked to William on a past show about Gotcha Johnny Taggart. A few minutes left in the program. Boy, going by so quickly. You've got so much going on. Tell me what you're working on now, because I know you've got several books. You've got people that are interested in maybe motion picture, that type of thing. What's in the future for you? Because if I know you correctly here, and I just met you a brief while ago, but you've got a number of irons in the fire, I'm sure.
Well, I'm working on all these different things, which I'll get to in a minute, but something just popped up about a week ago. A good friend of mine that lives back in Missouri, she decided to write a novel, and it was about her story. So I mentioned my publishing company. So they got together and they decided to she's going to have her book published with them. Well, between my good friend at the publishing company and her, they decided that I should write a foreword for the book. Well, I haven't really written a foreword. So, but I rolled up my sleeves and I got into it. And I think I wrote her a very nice 2-page foreword. I sent it to my publishing company and they told me, it says it's one of the best pieces they've seen. It says it did an excellent job. So I just put that as part of my portfolio. And, So now maybe, I don't know, a foreword, you market yourself and you also market the person's book that you read. So I did both. So now I've kind of got into it. So I'm back on, I'm writing a treatment for Gotcham. And great. I've also written a movie script. It's a 400-page script. And when I get done with a treatment, I'm going to send it to a very famous actor. And I think his character, his looks, his size fits the description of the protagonist of Gotcham. So I'm working on that one. And then I'm trying to finalize my editing on Usurper, which that's going to be coming out as soon as I could get that done. And now I'm starting to think about maybe starting another book, which I like to write 2 or 3 books at the same time.
Yeah, I was so taken back when you were talking about doing that, because so often people just finish one, they've got all the outlines and all of these descriptions and trying to match everything here, and you're just jumping back from one book to another and doing it successfully. I'm looking forward to the sequel, Johnny Taggart, the Killing Sound. Does that still look like later this year?
Probably closer to the first of the year. I'm trying to move it along, but I got a couple other projects, so I can't really just put one down and focus on the others 100%, because then it takes too long to get something moving when you work on the other items. So if you work on them both at the same time, they both move along, and I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I'm thinking. Maybe I could get them done quicker if I work on them both at the same time.
Well, the thing is, the finished product, in this case, finished products are excellent. The book that we talked about, I love Gotcham, Johnny Taggart, the Killing Squad, Johnny Taggart, will be out soon, maybe the first of the year, but it's almost the end of the year, so we don't have to wait that long. Usurper, when do you think we'll be able to read that? I love the premise of that. I'm really anxious to see where that story goes.
Well, probably real close to around the end of the year, maybe a little bit before. I'm setting up my website, so I'm going to have everything, interview and the other interview and all of my movie stuff and all my books. I'm trying to get it all into one website, so it'll make it interesting when someone visits my website. They'll be entertained, or they'll be looking at all different types of things, you know.
You have so much to offer. It's such a pleasure to, I've had William on a couple of programs, and I'm sure we will do this again. This book we're talking about, The Gifted One, you'll find it now at Amazon at stratton-press.com in the book sections. And it's sort of like, you know, all of your memories come back in book form at some point, don't they? I don't know, when you were actually doing some of these things that you talk about describing The Gifted One, did you ever think, I got to put this in a book someday, or did they just come back to you?
Yes. The way I kind of get things going, and when I get an idea, I try to write it on anything that's available, napkins, restaurant things. I've even got it written on a beer mug for Germany. Those on those things. I write them on those. I've written it on toilet paper. I've written on newspaper. I've got everything. So I've got them stuck everywhere. But it just seems like when I pull that piece out and I can read those 3 or 4 sentences that I wrote down, it just kind of flashes back in my mind and I could just get something going. But sometime I have to kind of be careful. I can't write too many books at the same time. So I try to write a little bit, and put it aside so that I could refer to it later. And, you know, I'm not really sure where that's going to go.
Well, it's interesting to follow all of this. This one, again, is The Gifted One. That's the book that's out now, one of the books that's out now, and you'll find it at stratton-press.com. A sci-fi thriller, mystery, spiritual fantasy, scenic travels through China, Morocco, the Black Hills of South Dakota, and didn't even get to the murder, but there's murder involved in this as well, so there's something there for everybody. An excellent job once again. William, it is always fun having you on the program. We're looking forward to having you back with us. Thank you for being with us once again.
Yes, it was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it, and possibly we might be back and talk about Usurper very soon.
Looking forward to that. William Hoy, our guest on the program. This book, The Gifted One. You'll find the other books, Gotcham, Johnny Taggett. You'll find that at Amazon, stratton-press.books. You'll find it there. And then a slash, you go to the bookstore, and you'll find it. But I tell you what, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll end up with all the information on William's book. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to This Week in America. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.